at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa Tuesday announced a delegation of African leaders will travel to both Ukraine and Russia as a peace mission in an attempt to end the conflict between the two nations. Speaking at a Cape Town news conference, Ramaphosa said he spoke with both Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and they were receptive to the idea.
My discussions with the two leaders demonstrated that they are both ready to receive African leaders and to have a discussion on how this conflict can be brought to an end. Whether that will succeed or not is going to depend on the discussions that will be held.
The South African president said UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, as well as leaders from the African Union, were also briefed on the plan. Along with Ramaphosa, the mission will include the leaders of Zambia, Senegal, the Republic of Congo, Uganda, and Egypt. European leaders met in Iceland Tuesday for a rare summit of the Council of Europe, where European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen reiterated the European Union's commitment to support Ukraine in its war with Russia for as long as it takes. Speaking at the opening of the summit, von der Leyen said Europe is showing its support for Ukraine through both financial and military contributions. She said Ukrainians are fighting for all of Europe.
As we know that the Ukrainians are fighting very bravely for their sovereignty and the integrity of their territory, they are fighting for principles of the international law and the UN Charter, and therefore they are fighting also for us. And it is for us, therefore, a noble task to support Ukraine for as long as it takes.
The two-day summit of Europe's main human rights body will also focus on providing legal and judicial means to go after the Kremlin. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and congressional leaders will meet again today in a debt ceiling showdown as the nation edges closer to a potential default. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Treasury Chief Janet Yellen says the country may run out of cash to pay its bills as soon as June 1st.
Time is running out.
The early outlines of a potential deal to boost the borrowing limit are slowly emerging, but expectations of an imminent deal are low. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's urging President Biden to move faster, while still insisting on spending cuts to lower the nation's $31 trillion debt.
I mean, how much is too much?
McCarthy will be in the Oval Office today with, among others, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
Nobody should use default as a hostage.
The president says Republicans must rule out default, agree to raise the debt ceiling, and then discuss spending cuts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Virgin Islands wants to subpoena entrepreneur Elon Musk in a Jeffrey Epstein lawsuit. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The government of the U.S. Virgin Islands is asking a federal judge in Manhattan to help it serve billionaire Elon Musk with a subpoena for documents in its lawsuit seeking to hold J.P. Morgan Chase liable for sex trafficking acts committed by businessman Jeffrey Epstein. Lawyers asked a judge in Manhattan to let them serve the subpoena on Tesla because they have not been able to give the papers to Musk. The government of the U.S. Virgin Islands said it believes Epstein may have referred or tried to refer Musk to J.P. Morgan, something Musk has denied. Epstein killed himself in 2019 as he awaited sex trafficking charges. I'm Julie Walker.
A special prosecutor has ended his investigation into the FBI's probe of ties between Russia and the 2016 Donald Trump presidential campaign. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Donald Trump had predicted John Durham's investigation would uncover the crime of the century, but the four-year probe fell far short. Durham did find several missteps, saying the FBI rushed the probe into whether the Trump campaign was colluding with Moscow and relied too much on raw and unconfirmed intelligence. But Durham's investigation delivered underwhelming results. Prosecutors did get a guilty plea from a little-known FBI employee, but lost to the only two criminal cases they took to trial. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on social media, including Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.